In between times, obviously, there's been a series of pressures put on the minister, to be honest, in relation to particularly special educational provision regarding the need for proper sports facilities, new toilets, accessibility. There's ongoing work at the minute regarding accessibility. So there was a lack of car parking. So a range of issues and continuing to press the minister on a continuous basis the past few years. Obviously, money now has become available, which I'm delighted to say, and three further schools from the list of 28, and St Bridges has been one of them. But it's been through hard work of the Board of Governors, the families, the pupils, and Paul Given had been down last year as well and seen clearly the quality of the environment that the kids were being educated in just certainly wasn't good enough, and they need a new school. So this is fantastic news, particularly for the young people and the parents. It's long overdue, and it's fantastic news for the wider community of the Greater Shontelle area.
One of the points you had made when you were addressing Paul Given on this in the Chamber of the Assembly was that the kitchens were in dire need of upgrading. It was getting to the point where the question of would pupils be able to avail of food in the school anymore would become a very real issue.
Oh, 100%. You know, the staff are doing an amazing job down there. You know, the school is absolutely thriving. It's bursting at the seams. There's a huge demand for the school, and that's due to the leadership, the Board of Governors, the teachers down there, the kitchen staff, the porters, the caretakers. It's fantastic a school, but the conditions are just not worth it. So there's remedial works ongoing, but putting stick and plasters on stuff isn't good enough. You know, we want good quality environment for our kids to be able to thrive and be educated in. So we'll continue to push, because obviously the next stage now is it's going forward for the design and planning, and we can't be naive. It's going to take a few years for even to get us to that stage before even construction would start. So we have kids over the next few years still need good quality environment, so we'll still be pushing for the additional remedial work that needs to take place in the school. I actually have a question into the minister before his announcement was even made on St Bridges College. So he may get questions to him in the assembly when he's due back up again, because I will continue to push for the current environment, because the existing kids in that school and those that will go to the school in the next few years still need to be able to thrive.